USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Reaction continuing to come in as former President Donald Trump is set to be arraigned in a D.C. court on Thursday following four charges from Special Prosecutor Jack Smith's investigation into 2020 presidential election interference. Smith alleges the former president attempted to use fake electors and the Justice Department to overturn the election results. New York Republican Congresswoman Claudia Tinney says Smith and his team of prosecutors have their work cut out for them.
We're criminalizing free speech.
Yeah.
A metaphor, you know, fight like hell, now is a crime.
The weekly unemployment report is showing more Americans are filing for benefits. A tweet from the Department of Labor says the number of initial claims for the week ending July 29th was 227,000. That's up from the previous week's total of 221,000. This ahead of the jobs report for July, which will be released on Friday. Texas Congressman Jody Arrington is blaming the Biden administration's policies for Fitch downgrading the country's credit rating. The congressman on Fox Business saying,
our spending is out of control, $11 trillion in 2 years. We have a cost of living crisis. Our economy's in the tank, and Fitch says it's heading for recession. Our debt trajectory is totally unsustainable. And in a worst-case scenario, and Fitch outlines this, we will undermine the currency.
Pro-life activist Mark Hook announced that he's running for Congress. In September 2022, FBI agents arrested Hook at gunpoint in front of his wife and children at his home in a shocking display of intimidation that prompted a national backlash. Hook saying in a campaign announcement that he believes the Biden Justice Department targeted him for his pro-life work. This is USA News.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The IRS is making some huge changes. Correspondent Lance Pry has the details.
The Internal Revenue Service promises paperless processing for taxes by 2025. It plans to have taxpayers digitally submit all correspondence by the next tax filing season in 2024, according to the Treasury Department. The IRS will also digitize the estimated billions of historical documents in its catalog for the next 2 years, which will cost about $40 million per year to store.
Calls from House Republicans for an impeachment investigation into President Biden continue ramping up, following new information given by his son Hunter's former business partner, alleging the president was aware of his son's foreign affairs.
We need to start going forward with an actual impeachment inquiry. We have the necessary information, in my opinion.
A Democratic lawmaker may be the biggest Trekkie out there. Correspondent Bree Tennis has the details.
California Congressman Adam Schiff is trying to get a U.S. postal stamp honoring Leonard Nimoy, Mr. Spock. He submitted a letter to the Citizen Stamp Advisory Committee. It's a thing. They meet 4 times a year, and if approved, the project will go to design and then another approval before the post office. This would be a California-only stamp, but for Trekkies, it's the logical next step.
President Biden has nothing on his public schedule today, the president continuing his vacation in Delaware. Tim Berg, USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.